I am spare.
Okay. We are recording.
I should be okay.
Okay.
My arms are long enough still.
So I am going to open the meeting of the Canton Center Historic District Commission. Today is Wednesday, October 15th at 7:30. In attendance, we have Ken Schwartz, Susan Lampros, Linda Kessler, Lori McKenna, Sue Lampros, and Mary Ann Burbank. And missing is Zach. Myself, Gina McGinnis. So today is a regular meeting of the Historic District. Our call to order is, first I'll open it up to the public hearing about file 2504. It is at 221 Cherrybrook Road, Assessor's Map 19, parcel 1850221, Zone R3, Canton Center Historic District, and the work is to install solar panels on the barn. Steve Johnson is the owner. He is present. We have information that was given to us about this. So during the public meeting, you are allowed to tell us about it.
So we wanted to put solar on our home, especially since the federal tax credits are ending at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed it back and forth with folks over the last few years. And the vast majority of contractors said, we'll put it on the south side of the house, because that's the most advantageous in terms of the electric output, per square foot of panels. But we pushed back against that a bit, because it's kind of the most disruptive to the character of the house and the appearance of the community, especially since it would be kind of a hodgepodge of panels, until we got into this process, didn't realize that on the primary structure, the panels have to have a setback from the edge of the roof, so it really would look just not great. You'd have like a 4 or 6 foot band of shingles without the panels around either side, and so we talked to some other contractors and realized that we could put them on the barn, slightly less effective, but substantially less disruptive to the character of the property and the impact on the community. So the panels on the barn faces the barn mostly face east and west, so there'll be panels facing the road, but also facing the back of the property. But to try and come close to replicating or producing the electric output that we get from EverSource, there's not really any alternative other than to have some of the panels facing Cherrybrook Road. So we have them facing Cherrybrook Road and facing the back of the property, and then there's a little shed addition off the back, which you can't see very well, and that's the only portion that faces south, but that's not visible.
I think this is the
schematic. The little shed addition off the back. You really can't see that.
Part of the package.
That part that's facing south.
I did get it, but I didn't print it. I didn't print it.
I'll pass it. Gina said the barn.
This is not in color, but
terrible.
So the house, Cherrybrook Road, and these panels aren't really very visible, from folks driving south or north on Cherrybrook Road. I mean, they are visible, especially in the wintertime for folks pulling out of Barbertown Road facing the barn, but there's kind of limits, on where you're going to put them.
Well, and the barn is set back.
The barn is set back a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know, 100 feet or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, there's a row of maples that are right on the property line with the former Humphrey property.
I'm confused. Where's the barn and where's the house?
So I apologize. That panel doesn't show. So this is the barn. Oh. Here we go. Marion's got the picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the house. Cherrybrook Road is here. Barbertown Road is here. There's a row of maple trees here that mostly obscures, the view of the barn. You see a little bit of, you see this north side, facing side of the barn when you're pulling out of Barbertown Road. But these will face Barbertown Road. These will not be visible facing the back of the road because this is a poor quality here. There will be panels right here, but those won't be visible, other than
what's standing right. So it's strictly on the barn and that little, also the little
correct, yeah.
Okay.
And that was going to give you...
Okay.
heat or electricity in the house, having your
So it's going to get electricity to, you know, to replace what we use for air conditioning, for the pool pump, and we're also trying to put in some mini splits to try and use a little bit less oil. So.
So it does. It brings electricity to the
house
by solar panels on the barn. How does that work?
So thankfully, when our contractor built the barn, it's underground from a conduit because there's already electricity out to the barn. Mm-hmm. There's a sub panel out there from the main panel, and thankfully the contractor is clever enough to
build the barn. Isn't that the same barn?
Nope. So that barn, I mean, you were here and I was not. I was living in Simsbury for 10 years prior to that, but that barn had collapsed at some point shortly before we bought it, and then we rebuilt it, pretty similar to what was there before. Thankfully, the Zoning Board of Appeals let us rebuild it, because I think that barn had collapsed 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever it had collapsed at some time in the past, such that we needed Zoning Board variance to rebuild on that.
You must have come to us then, but I don't remember it, but I've been to so many applications.
I'm sure I must have, if we didn't, then. Yeah. I know we went to zoning appeals and we said, hey, here's the barn, and we're going to try and rebuild what was there before.
But Kent Center Historic District is separate from.
Oh, no, I'm quite aware.
Even something approved by
zoning. I'm quite aware, yeah. I mean,
but I'm not complaining. I'm just trying to remember.
What are you trying to remember?
It going through.
The new barn being built. She's trying to remember when the new barn
it was replaced.
I'd forgotten that the old barn.
And we talked to you about putting shutters on the house, which we ended up not doing. You took issue appropriately so with the air conditioning compressor.
So you did come to us for something. So you probably
We've definitely been there.
Came for the barn.
Yeah. And then you had me on the board briefly when you came. Kim was chair.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We did. Yeah.
So.
That's right.
All right. Has everybody gotten to see the...
Mm-hmm. Yes. You might need to take a look at it.
I looked at it again.
I have a colored one here. This shows you,
yours is bigger, yeah.
Yeah, and it's in color. So here, you can
I looked back on my phone so I can read the applications.
So the color coding on that just shows what is... what has the highest electric output, so the yellow gets the most sun and the red gets lesser degrees of sun. So if you turn that 180 degrees, then you see that's their analysis. Hey, put it where the yellow is on the south facing side of the house. So of course, my wife didn't care for that, as I'm sure
that would have been a little bit either. That would have been quite a bit.
This is so weird because now I see there's so much more, but all that did not print. It's only the first page printed out for me, and then very tiny.
Okay.
I missed that part.
I just wanted to point out that the state statutes allow, they specifically. Let me see if I can find it.
It's right here. I highlighted it. It is. Page 51.
Yeah. Right. They do say no application for a certificate of appropriateness for an exterior architectural feature such as solar energy designed for the utilization of a renewables resource shall be denied unless the commission finds the feature cannot be installed without substantially impairing the historic character and appearance of the district. And, I personally think that solar energy is the way to go in the future. And we are really up against it. And this is I applaud your research and what you're doing, and I'm all for it. And I think that we should be also with historic structures that are have less room or less alternative that you have. That the commission should be supportive of of solar energy, because...
Isn't this a discussion that should happen during the public interest?
Yeah, I think we need to...
This is not to be discussed now.
I need to close the public hearing, so just hang on 2 seconds.
Before you start giving opinions.
It's okay.
That's my comment.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a comment about the barn being demolished, and this is my comment.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't an opinion. I couldn't remember. That's all. I was asking for facts.
Well, that's my opinion.
So unless the public has more to offer, because then I am going to close the public hearing, and continue to express. I wanted to bring this specifically. I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is very specific here that it, it's very clear. No application for a certificate of appropriateness for an exterior architectural feature such as solar energy system designed for the utilization of renewable resources shall be denied, unless it is like, ridiculous.
Unless it's in your face when you're driving down the road.
And quite honestly, the owner has even expressed that they considered putting it closer to the road where it's more visible, and in fact they're doing something here that is much more in character with so I am in total agreement. I think that we should encourage it, and that
are
it's
we
very
in the
clear.
Regular meeting now?
I first came on board, I asked him about that, because I knew it was going to come up at some point.
Right.
And he said that we really can't deny it
based
on all this information.
I'm in agreement as well.
Very conservative by moving the panels to a less effective area.
In addition to you, I have to answer my wife.
But I am just sitting here. I just want to throw this out. I'm sitting here and thinking about the Canton Center Church, if they ever came to us with an application for solar panels on the roof.
Well, anybody could come.
I would definitely approve it.
Well, don't say that
because,
front.
Don't give her
money on record.
I'm saying that we should be for it.
Bring it up at the trustees' meeting.
There's a public interest involved.
Well, and it gives the thing, a certificate of purchase appropriateness for such a feature may include stipulations requiring design modifications and limitations on the location of the feature, which do not significantly impair its effectiveness. So...
And also, you can turn it down if it's grossly...
Inappropriate. If it's grossly...
I would not... We're
speculating, and
no, but I'm just saying that we have to think about
Don't go there, though.
But we have to think about these things when we choose to approve someone's application.
He's talking about a residence, though. We're not talking about the church. That's totally different.
Is it though? See, that's the thing. I'm just bringing it up because I think it's important that we consider these possibilities for the future, because if and when we approve Steve's application, then it sets a precedent. And that's why we have things like the bungalow house was built between the creamery and Kim the Bowen's house, because there was already a bungalow, we thought, in the district down on the curve. Turns out it wasn't in the district. But anyway, this is what happens. I'm not saying that we shouldn't approve this application. What I'm saying is, does we have to be mindful of these things, I think.
Written very specifically what we can and can't do.
Right. That's why I don't think this is a precedent. I think it's stated here. Quite honestly, I believe that it's just part of the statute.
I mean, he's not putting them on the front lawn or on the
front
of the house.
Well, he's not putting them on the house. Right.
But our house, it would be like the front roof. And I would never do that.
Same.
I'm like your wife. Yeah. I'd be like, no, design aesthetically. It's going to mess up the whole thing.
If it came to something like the church, I would feel better about it being on the parish hall than I would be on the old end. Church roof, but anyway.
Well, I also would like to say that have you considered heat pumps also?
The mini splits are like a mini split rather than like a traditional central air conditioner that blows air. It is a heat pump that goes both directions, heating and cooling, and then they just have small lines, and then you have air exchangers in each of various different rooms. So we're the air conditioner that we had to come to address, you know, 10 years ago was probably going to get kicked to the curb because these heat pumps, these mini splits are...
They are very efficient.
They are very
apparently, they're like 30 or 40% more efficient than a regular central air conditioner.
They work very well.
Yeah, I just talked to some guy who was an HVAC guy, and he's like, should I put mini splits in? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than central air, so...
I have one in my house.
Because they are much more efficient, and...
Yeah.
And they are also a renewable
tax credit through the
strategy, and they are also something that we should be supportive of.
Like, I don't think I have to apply for this one because you won't see it. It'll be you can't see it from the road. But 30% more efficient than central air is a lot.
Yeah,
I know.
In conjunction with what you're doing, it's like 5 times more efficient.
Yeah. My wife yells at me for the air conditioner through the window.
My house is very inefficient. The air conditioner's in the window. We have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Well, you may not have any other option.
We don't.
You should look at
I don't, but the house we rent in the summer does. I find it very nice to just go...
Because like, it's like, you know, a tube that comes up and then you just mount it on the wall. I mean, they say you can do them, like, do it yourself. And my wife says, you know, we're going to have a professional.
No.
So anyway.
Yeah, somebody do it.
Yeah.
I can't blame your wife. I feel like I hear her and I can get along.
Where is your house here?
We are 8 East Mountain Road. So, you know where the general store is? Where the big, big...
Does that bear live in your house?
The bear that's always at my house?
Yeah.
No,
that's
constantly
a bear.
Not the big wooden one that they have at the dump across the street, but no, the one...
We were driving north.
I'm chair book,
and the bear came across, and I'm like, my wife is in one of those spots, and she's in 19 bears, and we took the video, and she has like 2,500 views on FSB.
My house is like the bear of the road.
East Mountain Road.
They all are.
If you come up from the general store, where the second house, little tan house, big barn.
Real big
on
barn.
The left.
Beautiful
on the
side.
Cool.
On the right
on
the side.
Yeah,
of
so
house.
My wife has a video, went right through your yard, went to between your house.
We name them. One's Dinner. He comes at 6:30.
Yeah, somebody pulled up to the end of our driveway yesterday. My husband was out working on the car. He said, do you know that there's a bear in your yard? And he was like, oh, where? And he's like right behind you. Like 10 feet.
It's really sad.
We had a bear last year. I had the view somewhere, you know, it was working in the backyard. And it came out, you know, I had my AirPods in because I'm listening to music. And all of a sudden, and the bear comes out and walks through and then swims across the pond and then stops and sits on his keister in the pond and is like blowing bubbles and then
oh
off he
gosh.
Went. I'm like,
wow.
Like Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Except for no picnic basket.
Wow.
So you're above.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
All right. So if there's no further discussion about this, do I have a motion?
You need to appoint first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to Linda, you are...
I'm appointed to vote or whatever.
To be a voting member today. Yep,
okay.
A full voting, which I'm thinking we're going to need to get you to be that anyway.
Yes, I think so. Okay.
So, okay.
Okay. Do I swear or anything? Sorry.
No, you don't swear. It's not nice. So do I have a motion to accept the application for the installation of solar panels on the barn at 221 Cherbrook Road?
I make such a motion.
Okay.
Second it.
Second. All those in favor?
I don't know.
I think she's an alternate.
I'm an alternate.
Oh, you didn't need her to be sworn in? We have enough.
You have enough.
Okay.
I think.
Yes.
Okay. And so it is unanimous. Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great night. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks
best
for your
of luck.
We'll see you when I come up with something in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
See you on the walk. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't see anything for old business. However, we do have some new business, which is a letter that... I have drawn up at Marianne's request. There is a Canton 250 committee that has been formed. So I brought copies for all of you, and I will read the letter so that it can be. So this is what we are planning on sending to the homeowners.
Thank you.
Two of which are sitting at this table. Well, three of which that are sitting. Oh, yeah, three of which that are sitting at this table in the district.
Right.
So, Marianne, oh, you have a. Yeah, that's
well,
a,
I forgot
okay.
my own copy.
All right, this is a bigger copy.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just read it. It says, Dear homeowner, were you aware that the town of Canton and the Collins Company will be celebrating their 220th anniversaries concurrently with the 250th anniversary of the USA in 2026? On behalf of the Canton Center Historic District Commission, in conjunction with the Canton 250 Committee, we would like to invite you to participate in this historic celebration. As homeowners of significant historic houses, we are proposing the possibility of you opening your house for tours. The dates we are considering are from May 23rd to 25th, 2026, which is the Memorial Day weekend, and or June 13th to 14th, 2026, Flag Day weekend. We are seeking your feedback as to your interests, preferences, and availability in regard to offering your home to the interested public. We would be willing to work with you to limit the number of tourists at one time and would be happy to accommodate any of your requests. Please respond to me as the chair of the Canton Center Historic District Commission with your feedback or questions. That's my email, Jim McGinnis. I will be happy to answer any questions and look forward to having this be a successful event. Okay, so.
Nice.
All right, so it's just an invitation.
You still have all those addresses?
Yes.
I do, indeed.
So,
yeah, Gene and I got
yeah,
together.
Yeah, so Linda was able to get
a
lot of the addresses and the current owners of.
So
we'll try to get this out, too.
That's from the assessor's website, so I don't think anything has changed since.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I dated when I did that. Did I, Marianne?
I'm not sure that you did.
No, I don't see a date on it. But
no. Okay,
I would be going by that anyway.
If everybody else
so.
Wants to have a
so,
copy.
Oh, yeah.
I have a copy at home. So thank you.
A copy of that.
Thank you. The other thing that we still need to do is go through it. Because did you specifically look at the antique houses, the homes that were in here?
I looked at the homes that were in there.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
I went
perfect.
Through the book and
perfect.
Everything's handwritten, apologize, but it was just fascinating.
Oh,
no, that's perfect. That's perfect.
So this is going to everybody within the district?
No.
Oh,
it is going
all housing,
to.
No, just the ones that are in the booklets.
The addresses.
The
oh, gotcha.
Because I was a little bit surprised because
ones
Hill with
that,
house
that are in.
Our
this book.
It must be because I just went right through the book and did
oh.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like not
a,
everyone in the district is going to get one, but it's,
no, it's just a
that's
ranch
why
house
it said significant
like in the 50s or
historical.
Double check because I just kind of went
okay.
through the book.
Yeah.
I sat down on my desk
yeah.
and I wrote the
and
address.
Also,
and
double check.
Oh, you
yeah.
know the one thing that this did not include was the church, which I think will also be another.
It
thing
is in there.
No, no.
No, but I mean my letter.
Letter
to oh,
it gotcha,
just
gotcha,
talks
gotcha.
About significant
sorry.
Homes, but
mm-hmm.
I, because I'm addressing it to homeowners, and then
yes.
I'll do a separate one just for the church for
and regarding
their
regarding the church and the schoolhouse.
And the schoolhouse,
nice, which
correct.
Would mean whatever.
That would be,
yeah.
yeah,
that
over
would be
there
really
would
nice.
Need to be
yes.
cleaned
yeah.
out or
yeah.
whatever
yes.
to open
yeah.
up. Let's see, you've got the roads in here, Barbertown Road. It does have 71 Leggett.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it has 75
so this letter's
Stratton.
Going to go out soon?
So you
and
went
with
by
our
this
approval,
list
yes.
here.
So
okay.
you know what I did?
So there are.
I didn't go by that list. What I did was I just went through the book through the, you know,
yeah,
which
so,
I'm the list is just a summary of what follows it in the book.
Right. See, but and this shows mostly the antique homes, but that's why I can't figure out why.
They don't all have pictures, though, Mary.
They don't
right.
all have pictures. You're right.
right.
So only the antique homes have pictures. That's what it is.
Okay.
So that's why. Yeah, the Leggett.
I just went through whatever
yeah.
was listed as a historic
yeah.
home in the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's,
well,
there's the sepia book that Miller wrote. God, I can't think of her first name.
Sepia, but Donna?
Donna, yeah.
Oh.
And it's got a lot of those pictures of a lot of the houses in it, too. I don't know if there's any more or less.
Well, we can mm-hmm. figure out which ones are historic, actually historic or not by
yeah.
going on GPS and entering the address if we don't know it by the recognize the
yeah.
name that of the person who at least owned it at one time.
So I see that, like, on Barbertown Road, it's got the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness. It's got, what's now the Philajet House. It's what was the Jesse Stratton House, which is a newer cave built in, like, I remember when that house was built, 70s or 80s. So we are going to have to go through this, Gina, and match up to what is actual. Because we weren't going to send them to non-historic.
Historic, right.
Homes.
You want it to be like
the antique homes, I call them.
Gotcha.
But that's fine. Thank you for getting
it. That's a great amount of.
What was that?
The Edgertons is not a historic.
Kind of kept me out of trouble for a weekend.
So that's okay. We'll just cross them out and we'll send them to those. That's all.
All right.
So since
this is being sent on behalf of our entire commission, do I have a motion to accept the letter, or do you think we need to vote on this?
Well, it doesn't hurt to vote.
To be
on
safe,
it.
Yeah.
Or is there any discussion?
Yeah, is there any discussion?
Especially
about
from
this?
Those of you who live in historic homes, do you have anything that you would change about it? You know, how does it hit you?
No, I think it's nice too. Yeah. I think it's lovely. I mean, I'm not usually around those weekends, you know, but
Well,
I think
don't
it's
have
really,
to do it.
And I think it's really nice.
I think that would be.
I think it's written so nice that you're not like demanding. It's like it's flattering to be.
Yeah,
I would take
that
it.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to do.
Yeah. I would take it as a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I would. And we're like, if I'm home, I would love to do. I mean, people just walk in our house and inside, it's all renovated, but you go into the upstairs bathroom and all the beams are exposed in certain rooms still. It's like cool.
Oh, that's
and
the other
like,
thing.
Like, yeah. That's cool.
One thing we did not that put in cool. there, Gina, but one of the things that I thought about after the fact, and I'm not saying to go back and change it, but it's just the fact that I think that it's okay if people want to do just their, you mentioned the upstairs, and if you're fine with that, that's great. But if people want to
just
do
just
want to
do a section
the
of the
upstairs,
oh, yeah.
I got that idea for, because
I think
when
that's
I mentioned
why
it to
I
Katie
said, you know,
Kenny
your preferences,
right.
Yeah. And also a limitation. I mean, you know, you don't want 20 people like.
Exactly.
I think you kind of covered that.
Yeah.
And I think you'd work with the individual homeowners to see about, like, our barn is very interesting. I think if people went in there, they'd be like, it's pretty cool.
I feel
certain parts
I've never seen your barn.
Yeah, we didn't
come
been
over
in your
anytime.
Barns.
Anytime you want, you can come over. We can have coffee.
I'd love to see your barn.
We can have a meeting in my barn anytime. But there's heat.
People would love to see that John Brown house, right?
I know.
They'd probably.
Oh,
I'm
sure that they would do it.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But Gina had the idea, too, of in order to limit the number of people there at once to when we get to that point, the people who say yes, they'll do it. We determine the actual days, have some kind of a sign up so people register for like 2 to 2:30 or 2:30. So that's
so
how you
coordinate.
So homeowners
that's
also
that's
don't
want
to sit
like
there
20.
For 9 to 5 all day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
But I don't mean that the whole tour would occur within half an hour. I mean, people would
sign up,
so you wouldn't have more than like 8 people at that time.
I've seen people do garden tours.
Yes.
I've never gone on one, but they kind of do
and
it
they
that
do
way.
It
there's
certain
hours. That's how they do it.
To one at this house, one to two, depending how close they are.
Right.
You know,
Right.
But I've never done it, but that makes sense. So people aren't going to be overwhelmed and think they're opening their house for 5 hours or 9 to 5.
Or for 20 people at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I would like to share this letter with the Collinsville Historic District to see if they want to do something like that in Collinsville.
It's a good idea.
Or not. Could be completely
I'd
on
like
them,
to
but, you know,
something.
Just at least give them the option. And then Katie Kenny, I need to talk to again, because she had mentioned sometime when I had mentioned this to her a few months back, you know, she lives in North Canton, and there's an enclave of historic homes in North Canton, too.
Yeah.
She said something about she thought that there had she might have some paperwork or information on some of the old houses there. But anyway, we could put it, I don't know if we can really specifically write to people in North Canton, because we might not get everybody. We don't want to offend anyone. But the other thing was is that Kevin Witkos, who came to one of the Canton 250 meetings, said that once we had like the letter up and you'd sent it to the Canton Center people specifically, that he could also do a Survey Monkey, so it went out to the whole town, you know, and more like if you live in a historic house or something like that, No? You don't think so?
No, no, I think it's a good idea. I just think it's the initial, well, I was going to say the initial year, but it's the 50th, so it'd probably be the only year. I just think it might be...
Well, it's for historic homes still.
Yeah.
But he just meant so you don't miss anybody.
Whatever you think. I just thought that might be, if you do Collinsville and North Canton, it's going to be kind of a big undertaking.
Yeah.
Well, and...
That's my thought.
And a lot larger group of people coming through.
Right.
You know, yeah.
It's nice to be all-inclusive, though. I understand what you're saying.
I don't know why it would be a larger group coming through.
Well, if you're widening the whole scope.
Well, because you don't have to live in Canton Center to come to the Canton Center house tours.
I know.
Or be in...
I know.
Yeah.
But you still think that would just make more people? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe just by word of mouth, then, there could be if Katie really wants to do it. And like Katie Lucas lives in... one of the older houses in Canton on the corner of 309
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
179,
yeah,
Cherry Brook.
Yeah.
A couple other I was thinking of. But anyway, those are two that I could think. So maybe just a little bit of word of mouth then. Maybe that makes more sense. Maybe I won't go to Collinsville then if they wanted to.
I think that would be interesting, though. Collinsville would be interesting. I don't know.
Well, what do you?
Well, the whole thing is about the Collins Company too. So.
Right,
that's
right.
They might. So they I would think they'd do their own thing down there too. You know.
Right, like, but I mean,
that's true. They might be.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing something there.
But should we let them know at least that we're doing
it? Yeah,
so
I would think
like,
so.
Oh, why didn't you tell us that?
No, I would think so. Again.
Yeah. And we could share.
We could still share
the letter with them.
It's all part of
Canton.
So,
they'd have to write their own letter anyway because so it would be different. So.
Oh,
the other thing was that Gina had the idea of putting the actual homeowner's names on each individual letter.
Yeah, I didn't want it to just say, dear homeowner. I was like,
that would be nice.
Yeah.
Dear Ken
Shorts.
You don't need to send her a letter. We'll save the postage.
I'm not
just kidding,
do
Ken.
It, so.
I'm just kidding.
Even the downstairs. It could be incentive to spruce things up.
It's like, save me a stamp.
Okay, that's your right.
You're
right.
We'll
not
send me the letter anyway. Maybe Cynthia will get it and she'll have a different opinion.
She might have a different opinion.
You might want to forewarn her. No, I'm kidding.
I like your glasses, by the way.
I do, too. Those are really cool.
They're for just reading. I don't need them to.
Well, I like them.
I've got,
and I like your green ones too. Right. Somehow on a man.
I've got them
okay, so that was our new business.
House.
Okay. We still have to.
Were you going
to
vote on the letter?
Oh, yes. Do I have a motion to accept the letter?
I move we accept the letter.
Okay.
I second the motion to accept the letter.
All those in favor? Okay. Very good.
And thank you to Gina, who I want to say, because I was saying put in there respond to either her or to me, and then she was like, no, I'm just going to have them respond to me because it'll be less confusing and all of it. And I was like,
It really will be. That's a big undertaking.
Thank you for being willing to do that. My email's going to fill up, that's all. Yeah. I mean, maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't. Some people
may. Maybe thank you.
And when it comes right down to it, the number of actual antique homes in here may not be as many.
True.
Oh, and the other thing was my brother Warren Humphrey is offering to pay $100 in postage for these letters to go out.
That's very nice.
Yeah, well, he just, you know, he's on the Canton 250 committee, and Canton 250 committee doesn't have a budget. We don't have a budget. And that came up because I asked Canton 250 if they had.
It's hard when, trust me, I run the scholarship committee for the town. When you're looking for money for little things like postage, it adds up.
Right.
Oh, it does.
So I know because I've been buying some postage for political postcards.
Very kind and generous.
So the other thing is that, I mean, probably just Gina and I can do this, but we may just get together, the two of us, and stuff the envelopes and put write the addresses on there. Gina, you were hoping to.
If you want, I can type labels for you, but it might be nicer to have them handwritten.
Oh, I don't know. I was actually thinking, I don't know if I could have the town do labels for us.
Yeah, she was going to investigate what the town might do.
Oh,
as well as somehow.
Because it is, like, for the town.
Okay.
As well as you were thinking that she might somehow be able to put in the individual names on each letter. So,
if not, I can do that part. Because that's
like a
that, that doesn't take too long.
No, that's quick. But the labeling, I can't do labels on my computer. Or at least print.
Oh, see, I'm not that
I used to be able to do them on my old one. On my new one, I got a new computer.
If you need help
ago.
With that, I could be... I could help.
Oh, them. Great.
She talked about something called
mail
merge. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm the mail merge queen.
Oh,
like,
good.
I send out so many letters and do all, like, and that, you know.
Oh,
as
great
long
to
as
know.
I,
good.
Give me a list. I mean, we could throw it in Excel, then you throw the letter on Word, and you do a mail merge, and you add that, and that, and do that. And
you are happy to help. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I
would be struggling to figure it out, you know?
I'd be doing each individual one.
Yes. I would be doing
our next year's schedule.
It's going
to
be coming
out.
Yes.
Sending out 100 letters, you know, whatever.
And as far as stuffing envelopes, we could
Jim
have a stuffing envelope
it
party.
Well, yeah,
so
or
we can't
yeah,
be
we
part
can
of it because on Wednesday nights I have something that doesn't get me into town until 7:15, 7:20. So that's why
you're
actually added at 7:30.
I've been in your barn because I've been in your house.
That's no.
You haven't been in the house.
I don't need that.
I haven't been in the house.
Chuck Finley did our kitchen.
Because I'm working at home, I have a different schedule set up. So if it's something we want to change for
that
next
would be
year.
Great because I prefer
7. 2008.
Yeah.
It's still
no.
Smashing.
So, nice.
So they're
just,
saying,
okay.
Do a have a do it together the
sure.
letter
golden
stuff. I don't lick and stick
yeah.
Do the
oh,
peel
no,
envelopes.
Ladies, I have the thing.
Okay.
I have the
you
thing.
Have the
You have. So I send out so many letters from
so.
Camp
Might
Dollars
be the barn,
for scholars. No,
right.
I'll let you in the house.
Okay.
Yes, I would be happy to.
That
help
would be wonderful.
It
probably should be relatively soon, as Gina reasonably has a chance to go talk to Lisa.
Lisa,
and find
yeah,
out what
yeah.
They can
if
do.
Not, I'll just send it to.
Right.
Yeah, to Lori. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll start. You know, I mean. I am very fortunate. I work from home, so I have some downtime sometimes.
Okay.
So
beautiful.
I can pull together some stuff. And
awesome.
So
happy to coordinate that. I mean,
to
I'd love to do something.
I know it's harder
else.
For
okay.
you because of your
well,
work.
But she was actually,
out of town, right?
Sue was
not
just
anymore.
Telling me that she works from home now.
That's
right.
Oh,
so
as
would,
I started to say
right.
it, I had a
would
memory.
You all be, because... The reason we meet at 7:30 is because Sue was not able to be before.
She had to travel.
She had to get
you
here by
the meeting up earlier.
Yeah, she'd like to meet at 7. Would everybody be
yeah.
available
Dad,
to
love
that?
It. Earlier is
yes,
better.
Yes.
I would like
super.
That very much. And,
thank you for bringing that up. So next
she
meeting.
Just told me.
Thank you
which
for
is
bringing
great.
That up.
I'm glad you're working from home.
I
bet you're
yeah,
glad
it's
too.
Nice.
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Although today I was away. I still have to travel, but not as much.
Good.
That's
okay.
good.
And
I
have
work
more
from
flexibility
home a lot
now.
When I'm able to,
that's
if I'm
great.
Not out driving and showing things, I do a lot of work.
Yeah, it shows I'm getting old because, like, for the nominating committee at church, I asked the others, I said, do you want to meet? Last year we would meet at 6 o'clock before choir on Monday so Kathy Pickle could go straight from the nominating meeting to choir. So Kathy's not on the committee this year, but how about we still meet at 6 o'clock? And everybody was like,
Why not?
Nice.
Why not? Yeah.
Especially.
Cold
okay.
Yeah, the cold
and
dark.
So last on our agenda is to review the minutes and to approve those. So of the July 17th special meeting that we had with Mr. Perry.
Oh,
and
that was an interesting meeting.
Yeah. So
I didn't see that.
So sorry I missed
you
that.
Didn't see the minutes?
I didn't. No.
This is the only way I could get
that's
it out. It was getting the stuff out this time was ridiculous.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
And we all had a problem.
Yeah.
But I had
okay
the original, so I could read
that's
it.
That's true. All right, does anybody, so do you guys need to read it? Because, I mean, Sue, you did a great job on this,
mm-hmm.
summarizing.
Yeah. You really did.
Yeah, it was
now
a,
that you mentioned it,
yeah,
I was like, wow.
Yeah, was
I don't know what, if I was taking
a
minute,
yeah,
I might have
nice
left
job
that night.
Making it concise.
Yeah,
yeah.
You did
so
a good job.
All right.
I didn't hear from Lance. That's the first.
That's the first.
Yeah. That's the first sign.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, that it was good. So.
Right.
So has everyone had a chance to review them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do
mm-hmm.
I have a motion to accept the minutes as posted?
I make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Abstain.
Oh yes, that's right. You weren't here. Yep. Okay. Very good. So one abstention.
Yeah, you missed a good time.
Oh, it sounds like I did.
All right.
I didn't see him.
You weren't here?
I was here, but I didn't,
See the minutes. Got it.
But it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay.
It matters.
But it matters.
Do you want to read them?
No.
It's okay.
Why did,
Sue did
he
a good
was
job.
Here.
He was here for yeah, it, so he knows what happened. Yeah. So, okay. Very good. So.
I know.
I always forget about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, unless there's any further business, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
Aye.
We,
I love your walk.